Alrighty. Hi, everyone. It's Dave O'Connor. Welcome to week four in our Alchemy program. And this week it's all about having a purposeful why. And so many people, of course, lose their why along the way. I get so many questions, people saying in the first place, how do I discover my why? I don't feel like I have that. And you've heard so much about this area, and you've heard leaders up on stage saying you gotta have your why. And you know, a lot of people write down goals that they think that they want. They think that would make them happy. They think that would light them up. And it doesn't, you know. I mean, often they're living somebody else's dream. They're really doing something that somebody else wants them to do. And we sell out, don't we? We sell out in our dreams. So, you know, obviously last week we went into really managing your emotional states. And I've had a lot of great feedback from that call. I mean, hopefully you have listened to that and you're practicing. If you don't, if you haven't managed to tap into it, I really do suggest that you pay great attention to that call. Obviously, all the other calls as well, but it really will help you to take charge of your emotional state, change states in an instant. And, you know, it really will serve you even moving into this call as well. Because, you know, we have certain pathways that we travel in our minds over and over and over and over again. And really what we got to be able to do is reframe our lives, our meaning of why we're doing what we're doing, and why, of course, you want to achieve the goal is more important than the actual goal itself. And you have to keep revisiting that, right? You've got to continue to fuel that why. So you will fuel it by getting more clarity, by continuously bringing it up in your mind, writing it out on a piece of paper or in your journal or whatever. Because it's on those days when you don't feel like doing what you know you need to do. And those days come up, you know, when you don't feel like going out contact marketing. And I would even suggest people start to reframe even some of the words if they're not resonating, because you might have associations at the moment. Contact marketing is difficult. Contact marketing is hard, you know, and it produces maybe a negative feeling within you if you haven't had results in that area. I mean, reframe it. Call it relationship marketing. That's all we're talking about here, going out there and forming connections with people. You know, it's always about that, isn't it? So on those days when you want to, you know, be a little lazy, and yes, you're allowed to do that once in a while, when you have that big enough why, when your passion is stirring literally in your soul, right, that's what's going to allow you to do the things on a regular basis, even when you don't feel like doing them, okay? So, I mean, when I'm coaching people, that's probably the most common thing I come up against. How do I maintain that passion? Where do I, you know, find that passion? How can I rekindle the passion I once had, right? How can I get that why so strong that it just forces me to make those calls, because it's so frustrating. I'm just not doing it. And you're always just a few thoughts away, of course, from doing it, right? So, you know, whether your why is, you know, there's somebody else relying on you, right? Whether it's your children or your family, or your commitment that you've made to yourself, it's got to be so meaningful to you that it will allow you to go the extra mile every day, because it demonstrates to the world around you how badly you want it. And throughout history, right, people have accomplished astonishing things because they had a strong purpose and a strong why. Yeah, so literally your why must transcend what you have to do to get there. So when I hear people saying, well, you know, I don't really feel that I need to do what everybody else is doing. I can just hide behind emails. I can just do it that way. Then I know that their why isn't strong enough, because you will do whatever it takes, what most people are unwilling to do when that is driving you. So it really is the critical factor behind your success in life. You know, people say you've got to keep the dream alive, but it's keeping the why alive. This is your main responsibility here. And like I say, when that why gets stronger and more intense, the how gets easier, even effortless, right? So, and I always, you know, refer back to my early days when I hated the idea of speaking and I knew I had to do it. And I had the burning desire. Many times I didn't want to do it, but only when I deliberately put myself in those challenging situations where I had no choice but to up my game. And, you know, it was a step-by-step process. Yeah, but eventually, of course, it became a very effortless thing, right? Something that I hated the idea of doing. And that's worth noting here, right? You know, how can you get excited about making phone calls? Well, when it's linked up, right, to something bigger and more meaningful, then you'll do it, right? If you know it's going to get you to where you want to go in the future, then you'll do it. So the why of the people who've shaped our world's history has been massive. And you've got to ask yourself, what why will allow you to overcome any of the fears you're experiencing at the moment and do it, right? So if you're not picking up the phone, if you're not, even on the moments when if you're doing a day job and you're not getting out there, and whenever you have some time off, that you're not moving your forever business forward, for example, okay, then you've got to really examine this. So not knowing your why, again, like most people, when I first started out, not knowing it, well, it's the difference between night and day, right? Because it's going to allow you to make those decisions, big and small. It's going to move you out of indecision and confusion, right? So I'm going to cover some of the main points that's going to allow you to do that. And we'll check in along the way just to answer any questions you might have about this. But the first thing that I'd like you to take note of is that you've got to have a self-fulfilling prophecy, okay? Most people have got a self-fulfilling prophecy of doom. But the truth is, we're built for greatness. And when you think of the icons of the world, right, you see their face and you know what they stand for. There's no vagueness about it. They know exactly what to do. And let's just take some examples. You take Apple, right? And you know as a company what they stand for. It is where they say, hey, here's to the crazy ones. Here's to the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers. Yeah, the round pegs in the square holes. They're linking up, right? Your why you should buy their product to this vision. And that's the same with someone like Oprah Winfrey. You know when you look at Oprah what she stands for. And you see, people, when they look at you, when you're out there with your forever business, they want to know what you do. They want to know how you do it. But more importantly, they're trying to figure out, right, either consciously or even unconsciously, why you do what you do. You know, they want to know what you stand for. And they're going to ask themselves, do they resonate with your story? And that's what these successful companies, for example, like Apple, tend to do. So it's going to sound obvious, but I want you to really examine during this call if you have an invincible vision. Everyone has a vision, but is it invincible? Is it invincible? Right? Let's just say that your goal is something like soaring manager and maybe $10,000 a month. Let's just call that, you know, your big goal, right? An example of a big goal in forever. Okay. Well, do you have all of these images, right, associated with that goal that would excite you, that spring up in your mind when you just think about it. Now, again, with every individual, it's very, very different. It's just not logical what's going to excite one person and not another person. Does that make sense? So, like, again, you could see, just take an apple as an example. Well, people are going to get excited about the latest version of the iPad or the iPhone. There's going to be queues around the block even the night before the release of a product, which doesn't sound logical. Sure it doesn't. So people can get excited about the most, right, ridiculous of things. And the point is that you can get excited about anything. You can have that same level of excitement in making your phone calls once it's linked up to your invincible vision that's meaningful for you. So when you look inside your mind right now and you think of the goals that you've set for yourself, right, do they really give you goosebumps? Do they make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up? If that's not happening, right, and especially when the obstacles come your way, especially when you think about procrastinating, right, and the procrastination wins out, then that's a surefire sign that your vision is only a vision. It's a vision with a virus. It's not an invincible vision. So you've got to make your vision invincible. We need to have wild expectations. And that's hugely important. Because, you know, we talk about the magic of thinking big, and we shy away from thinking bigger. But when we're children, we have this amazing ability to dream. And if you think about this for a minute, when you ask a child what they're going to be when they grow up, what do they say? I'm going to be a movie star. I'm going to be an astronaut. I'm going to, you know, change the world. And then unfortunately, as they grow a little older, people begin to tell them, maybe that was told to us, that they're being unrealistic, that they should aspire to be something that they can accomplish more easily. And then what happens is people lower their level of thinking, right? And that's when they give up. That's when we settle and then we fall into a job that's comfortable and we say it's only a stepping stone and we're there years later, right? I think we can all relate to that. So those tiny, safe goals, right, maybe like even just about clearing your debt, right, that could be a goal for someone. Having enough money to pay all your bills instead of having enough money to live the lifestyle of your dreams where you're abundant. Right? There's a massive difference. So somehow you've got to figure out in terms of where you're going and your vision, something that's going to give you that burning desire, that fire in the belly. And you have to have that because it's a must, right? When that's firing off in your gut, right? Where you do what's necessary to succeed, where you harness that passion, it'll give you the discipline and the determination, right, to follow through and to do whatever it takes. So that invincible vision really is the fuel that's going to get you back on your feet when you've been knocked down. It's going to give you the motivation you need to put the extra mile in. It gives you power. Right, it makes you powerful. It's a tangible energy. It actually, you can feel it, right? And it allows you to stand above the crowd. And it's essential, of course, in leadership as well. Now, I'm just coming along to you and saying, as per the alchemy formula, to start at the end, but to start with the overall vision of where you want your life to be. And it should come to a point then, if you run it through your mind, that you become the vision, that people actually meet the vision when they meet you. And what happens then is when you hear about all these amazing stories from these, you know, people, and you may like them or not like them, doesn't matter. But if you look at Trump and his $900 million in debt and, you know, that why and that vision is what allowed him to overcome that. Branson was the same. Branson was £200 million in debt. And again, just his vision, right, for what he wanted, it was meaningful to make a difference in the world, to get out there and the world was his playground, right? It was nothing. It was nothing in his mind, ultimately, obviously. Otherwise, he wouldn't have overcome it. And, of course, we get very attached to the money, right? And a lot of people come to me and say, hey, Dave, I'm not really interested in the money. That's not what excites me. And I say, yeah, but it's what you can do with it. It's the freedom that you're going to get, the feeling that you're going to get with that, right? So you've got to clearly articulate that. And people don't go into this in enough detail. They don't work on their vision enough clearly, right? Because they're not excited. They're not passionate. They can't sustain it, right? And you've got to be able to sustain it, especially when the going gets tough. So, and again, I'm going to give you all sorts of ways to sharpen up your vision during this call, obviously to strengthen your why. Like, look at someone like Edison, who shaped our world and lit up our world. Again, he just had this vision that he was going to light up the world. He was going to make a difference. Look at the greats. These are heroes of mine. I'm sure some of them are heroes of yours, like Mandela or Gandhi. And again, they just had this vision that was so huge, it took up all of their attention. And that's the magic word there is all. Because something marvelous occurs when you tie up all of your mind in your vision, where there's no part of you left over to doubt. There's no part of you left over to analyze everything. Okay? And that's what you need to be able to do here. So can you come up with a vision for your future that catches the attention of all of your mind cells? Now, I could do a whole seminar on this. I often have. I could do a 3-day event on this, right? Because it's so crucial that you somehow captivate the attention of all of your neurons in there, that you've got to get hold of the procrastinating ones. You've got to get hold of the lazy ones. You've got to get hold of the ones that are stuck in the past, right? And you've got to grab their attention and get them working for you. And then and only then do you actually get the turbo boost of your mind coming in. Now, of course, what I covered on the other calls with managing your emotions, it all helps you to do that. But life gets a lot easier when you have this vision in your mind that you're moving towards, that you just think about it and it excites you. And not only that, you just think about it and it blows out any negative that you're experiencing. I can remember so many times, you know, when I was, I guess you could say, struggling in my life, and even struggling when I was struggling with money, for example, which a lot of people come up against. And then you get an unexpected bill, right? You know that feeling. Yeah, and the feeling is one of, I don't know, it's the heaviness, and you get this knot in your stomach, and you don't feel like doing things. But I noticed when I had the vision that was just, I could look inside my mind and I could see all these neurons literally firing off each other. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what the obstacle was in front of me. It didn't matter what the bill was in front of me. That just being able to access this vision and hearing this voice inside saying, well, actually, you know what? You're meant to play this much bigger game. You can't have that enthusiasm and excitement and vision for the future and allow these external circumstances to win. And that's what happened. So you take a J.K. Rowling when faced with all her opposition, and again, she's just got this vision in her mind, right, that she really wants to tell stories to children worldwide that will inspire them. And literally what you're doing then is you're electrifying your mind cells. And when you do that, then you're moving beyond the average mindset, and you're actually activating spiritual laws at that stage. That's actually what you're doing. So when your vision is invincible like that, then you'll notice that the obstacles literally bounce off you. In fact, you'll notice that the obstacles are invisible. You just can't see them, because you're training your mind then to focus on your goal to the exclusion of the opposing thoughts. And I don't care what your opposition is, right? My experience is that as soon as you start to get in on this wavelength and you start to create that vision, then you can overcome any odds. And according to the research, that's even what happens when people overcome apparently incurable illnesses, that somehow they have taken responsibility, right? And at a deeper level within themselves, they've really understood that, hey, if somehow I've attracted this or brought this on in some way, right? I'm not saying this in every case, but in the cases where they did research with, where there was a total remission, right, or turnaround completely, where the person became healthy, and then they made peace with that, and then they realized that they could somehow activate the power inside of them. And if they got that working for them on their side, then anything could happen. So, again, I think that's hugely, massively important. If you have any questions about, you know, this area of vision, then this would be the call to ask them, right? And sometimes it's just a matter of going through every goal that you can think of, writing down those goals, looking at them, and forming a picture in your mind of what it would be like to achieve that goal, how you would feel, especially when you achieve that goal as well. And does that actually light you up? And you'll notice the clearer you can get the goal in your mind, the more excited you tend to be about it. Clarity really, really is mastery here, okay? Great, I'm just checking through the questions now. Okay. Great stuff. So, how invincible is your vision, would you reckon? I'd love to know. I'd love to know if we were marking on a scale of 1 to 10, right? 10 being your vision is invincible. And then what would you'd notice is that you'd be getting the results, right, in your life. In, from a very practical point of view, in your business, right, in your finances, in everything, and in your ability to actually let go of a negative, right? Does it just wash off you? Does it bounce off you? So that would be an 8, 9, or a 10, obviously. So if you wouldn't mind sharing that with me, I'd love to know where you're at with it. Because some people are going to be at the lower end of the scale, where they're thinking, well, I keep changing my mind, or I just don't believe I can achieve that bigger goal right now because my experience has been that it's been hit and miss up till now, or mainly miss. Yeah. But if you've never seen this happen, it really truly is electrifying, right? Because it does inspire you and drive you at a whole different level. And even if you don't feel that way about your business and about your life right now, well, tap into number two here, because that will get you underway. And number two is self-talk. Self-talk, because your entry into all of this is just to deliberately choose a certain group of thoughts that when they gather energy and momentum, then they bring you into what I'm talking about here. So often people will say to me, you know what, it's too difficult. I'm being positive, but my current circumstances are horrible. I have all this debt. I have no money coming in. Nothing's happening in my team, right? And they're subscribing, often unknowingly, into the victim mindset that we talked about over the last few weeks. So these are the type of statements, negative self-talk, that can cut you off literally from the magic. So I can't, it's too hard, it's impossible, you know, and then you'll go into more detail about that. Now, any thought, positive or negative, that you invest energy into, it's going to grow, right? And then it's going to grow to the point where you're trapped in it and you're stuck in it and you can't see your way out. You can't shake it off. I'm not a great leader. I'm not great on the phone. I'm not great with people, whatever. Low self-esteem. I'm just not good enough. And I what happens is we make bad choices. Yes, we're meant to make mistakes to grow, but we make very poor choices in the thoughts that we're thinking habitually, right? Because it's taking us away from our vision. And my message to you here is just to really wake up. Because one of the most important things to understand is that your thoughts are one of the most important forms of energy that there is. And I said this before, but if you find yourself really stuck and really struggling and you've been really working hard and you think that you've been doing everything that you've been told to do and it's been going on for some time, then you're still living on the residual of those past thoughts and behaviors, right, where you were stuck. That's still causing a vicious downward negative spiral. But if you allow these circumstances presently to control your thinking, then you're just going to attract more of the same. So think about it. If what they say is true and everything in the universe is energy, then all that really matters ultimately is to understand that everything has a different frequency or different vibration. And in our world, our language, right, it's crucial that you start to change that, okay? Because we tend to focus on what we don't want, as I keep saying to you over and over again, right? And that's why the blueprints are there, right, in all their various forms, right, so that you can, you know, have me, for example, assist you to start to get the right self-talk going. So initially, we're focusing on things like this vision that we can't see any evidence of it yet, right? But this is everything. It's everything what I'm saying here, because you're creating from the invisible the stuff that you can't see into the things that you can't see, and that's the law of attraction in action. Okay? And once you start to really develop that mastery, to really see that vision, initially could be the emotion of the whole vision. That's enough to begin with, right? The vision will crystallize as you move forward. But after a while then, you start to really invoke some of the greatest laws in our universe. You start to activate that power both inside of you and outside of you, right, in what we call the quantum field of all intentions, the quantum field of all possibility, right? And you start to get the results. So science literally tells us that everything is energy. Therefore, I have conditioned myself, right, to really feed my mind with thoughts that make me feel really good, right? And this is not just where I say, hey, you got to think positive, because what happens with people is they think positive. But remember that wave we talked about? It's like one thought against this huge tidal wave of negative thoughts coming in the opposite direction. No, it has to become a way of life where you're literally thinking, the self-talk is going on in your head. You're thinking those thoughts. You're showing up as that person. You're, you know, we talk about being a product of the product. The same thing with your mind. So it's very easy for me now at this point just to not go down the negative pathway in my mind that I used to go into. I've given myself new choices, and I will say things like, all these amazingly good things will keep happening to me. You know, and I recommend affirmations like that. Day by day, in every way, I'm doing better and better. You know, you almost want to look at the thoughts that you're thinking that sneak in there, right? Often I'll hear people say, something like, well, I'm not good on the phone, or I'm not great with people, I'm not great at approaching people, I'm a very nervous presenter, I'm not a great leader, I don't believe I can do this, I'm not confident enough. So you should identify these thought patterns that are habitually playing like tapes in your head. And then you want to just counter those, right? You want to question them. You want to counter them. You want to stamp that out ASAP. And you want to replace them with, in a very casual way, by the way. They've shown that works best when you're relaxed and casual about it, right? When you say things like, well, you know what? Of course I can do it. There's always an answer. I will find a way. Anything is possible. I will not be denied. If it's to be, you know, it's up to me type of thing. I'm a leader of leaders. I'm destined to do great things. I'm amazing at what I do. And you start to deliberately insert those thoughts into your mind and fill up your mind with those thoughts. It'll take a bit of practice. It takes a while for it to get underway, right? But after a while, you notice it is just It's like it is like a state of being. It's very cool. So just checking in, am I making sense? Can you hear me okay? And can you follow the slides okay as well? Just give me a yes in the Q&A panel there. Cool. Yeah, so we've got people, by the way, at both ends of the scale here. All right. Okay, so if you're at the higher end of the scale, fantastic. You just, you know, your vision cannot become invincible enough. And you know what? If you're at the lower end of the scale and you don't have a vision, look, I mean, make peace with that. Honor the fact that that's where you're at. And now just start to use this material and start to create a vision, okay? So, like, even if you did say, all right, let me just pick a figure that I'm going to earn in my business, even if it's not the money that's going to excite you, right, that's a definite target, but what will that allow you to do? What pictures, what images, what feelings can you associate with that, all right? And you'll notice then that you start to move towards that. Now, here's the thing. Let's just say you think about that vision and you start to crystallize that vision and you start to get excited about that vision, but then sometimes it can seem like it's too far away from you. This is what I often hear from people. Well, I say, this is the mastery. You know, the true mastery here is when the vision that you're seeing on the inside becomes more compelling than what you're seeing on the outside, and you run it through your mind over and over again, so that you're firing off that vision, so that you're seeing it and experiencing it ahead of time, so it's no longer something out there in the future. And, you know, then what you do is you just chunk it all the way down, because the secret of getting ahead is just getting started, right? And the secret of getting started is then to break down that big vision into smaller, manageable tasks on a daily basis, and then you start with the first one. Okay, and that takes, if you feel daunted about your vision, then that takes that out of it. All right? Great. Very cool. So, like, some of the suggestions that I say to myself all the time, and now they just stick, all right? I'm one of the luckiest people I know. I like that one. I like every day in every way, my why is becoming more powerful. So let's just say you don't feel that you've got a strong why and you don't feel like you've got any vision. All right, start repeating this affirmation. A day by day in every way, or every day in every way, my vision is becoming clearer. Because here's the thing, you might say to me, I don't have a vision. I'm going to say to you, yes, you do. It just gets covered over. It's in there. I believe we have a vision that's already in there. It's like a blueprint that's already in there. And as you start to do this inner work on yourself, that will come up to the surface and that will make itself available to you. It will reveal itself to you if you start to meet this halfway and start to take charge of your emotional states, start to set goals and achieve them, right? Then you'll notice there's a deeper vision that comes up behind all of that. I like this one as well. Each new adventure is better than the previous one. Each year is better than the previous one. That type of thing. Because then your subconscious mind eavesdropping on absolutely every single thought, every feeling, not just the thought, but do you really believe in the thought, the feeling in behind the thought, starts to take action on that. It starts to say, oh, so each new adventure is better than the previous one. Okay. Every day and every way, my why is becoming more powerful. Fantastic. That's great, your subconscious mind says. I'm one of the luckiest people I know. Great. Starts to take it on board. So you're literally then taking any of these stories, negative stories that you're telling yourself, negative scripts, right, that are going on as you play these tapes in your head and you just re-script your self-talk. And sometimes it's just going to be the direct opposite of what you're saying in a negative way. It's too hard to make money. Well, turn that around. You know, I'm day by day in every way, I find it easier to make money. I'm destined to become financially free. I'm fearful of approaching people. You know what? I find it effortless, fun, joyous to approach anyone, anytime, any place, anywhere. After a while, you'll notice if the vision is in there, then, you know, the thoughts that spring from that vision will just be like what I'm saying here. You'll find it very easy to say the things that I'm saying and believe them. I'm not a great leader to my team. Replace it with, actually, I'm an amazing leader. Or day by day in every way, I'm becoming a better leader. I have no confidence on the phone. I'm super confident on the phone. You'd want to, you know, almost frighten the negative thoughts with your level of certainty rather than the other way around. Yeah? So I know it sounds very simple, but you see, that's because it is. It really is. And if you have been, here's what I will say to you, right? If you don't have a vision, it's because, look, we don't grow up being encouraged to dream big and to work on our minds. We don't go through school and learn this stuff. So give yourself a break as well. So you might say, well, I'm trying to think positively. So how long does it take? Well, just start to change the language, because changing the language means that you're now in control. And what happens is those neurons that were the negative self-talk, those neurons will stop firing. Those neurons will lose their power. This is what happens according to the neuroscience, okay? So if you repeat the polar opposite enough, right, when you have these automatic negative thoughts, then you lower the electrical charge of these negative neurons, if you like, and you'll now create a brand new electrical impulse or chemical reaction in the brain that's in alignment with what you want. How long does it take? Well, it can happen instantaneously, because what happens as soon as you have a negative thought is there's a chemical immediately released into the bloodstream that matches the thought. The same with the positive thought. If you catch that impulse right at its inception, you're actually able to revert it from a negative chemical into a positive one. And then feel the effects of that positive thought. Now, if you've been negative for a lot of your life, or you've had a lot of negative thoughts playing on the screen of your mind, then again, you got to be patient with yourself. Don't expect it all to go away today or tomorrow or in a week. Okay, so if you've had a lot of negative stuff that's been your habitual way of thinking for 20 or 30 or 40 years, right, then it's not going to go away in a week or two. But you will notice a difference, a shift, and eventually it will go away. So you got to remember that law of gestation, the incubation period. It can take a little bit of time. Right? But what I'm saying to you here with the whole thing in this alchemy program is, trust me on this, right? It's based on science. It's based on being able to look into the brain and see what happens when somebody has a negative thought backed up by the negative emotion and they get stuck in that. To see what happens when somebody feels awful all the time. And then on the flip side, when somebody moves into flow and starts to experience happiness, which I believe is your natural state. That's why as children we're always, well, invariably happy until we're educated out of it. Okay? Number three is your self-image. Your self-image. And this is where, you know, there's got to be that alignment of your conscious and unconscious mind. So it's not enough to consciously see yourself, for example, in a certain light. Like, I'm going to suggest you see yourself as a great leader, right? But then just reframe that in your mind. You know, a great leader is first and foremost a person who practices what they preach. That's great English. Practice what they preach. And then, you know, you realize that, hey, all leadership begins with self-leadership, self-mastery, yeah? Walking the walk, leading by example, bringing out the best in people, creating an energy and an atmosphere in your team for people to step into their greatness. So you start to just reframe, well, what does that mean, you know, just to be a great leader? But you have to have that as a conscious and unconscious program. It has to be that alignment between the two, that congruence. Because what happens is people don't feel that they're worthy of success. You know, people all the time come to me and say, I'm starting to earn big money in the business, but whoa, I don't feel like I deserve that. And that's a low self-esteem issue, which is a self-image issue. So to uncover your why more, then I would suggest that you align more with your deepest values. So let's just have a look. Let's just say, I mean, you've got your own list, okay? But let's look at all sorts of things that you might value. You might value vision and purpose, adventure, authenticity, gratitude, love, joy, happiness, certainty, compassion, collaboration, trust, independence, integrity. You know, the list is endless. But what I would like you to do, even as you're listening to this now, is just identify your deepest values. Circle or write down. You won't be able to circle because you don't have it written in front of you, but write it down. Maybe 10 things that you really value. Just, you know, you don't have to think about it too much. You'll know off the top of your head. Just write down what comes to mind. Write down 10 of them now. And what you want to do then is look at all of those and just break it down into your top three. Like, for example, for me, I value freedom. You know, the freedom to live. You know, when I was working 7 days a week, that wasn't freedom. I was helping people, sure. I value being on purpose. Right, that's huge for me. I got to feel like, you know, okay, I'm talking to you now from California. I go to these brilliant, lovely places, exotic places. I love it with a passion. But I've also got to feel like when I'm in these places that I'm on purpose, right? So I kind of feel that what I'm doing now, I'm in this place that I love, but I'm on purpose because I'm doing this webinar for you guys. That's part of my purpose. That's part of my vision. It's part of my mission. And I have to have a lot of fun doing it as well. It has to be an adventure, has to be fun. Each new adventure better than the previous one, right? So I wonder what your, out of your 10 that you've wrote down, would be your main three. And then you want to start to see yourself, right? On a daily basis, experiencing what you've wrote down there. That it has to be a part of, a big part of your journey. So you ask yourself when you're making your calls and when you're, you know, doing your activities that you know you should be doing in your forever business, how much of your values are involved in what you're doing? Because what happens is we get stuck in the, you know, the desperation of it, and then it's not fun anymore. Or we haven't got the vision, so therefore we don't feel like we're on purpose with it, so therefore we can take it or leave it. If you kind of feel that with your activities that you've been promising yourself to do in your forever business that you could take it or leave it, well, there's someone who's not linking up what they're doing to their bigger vision and their values. As soon as you put those values into what you're doing and you just tell yourself you're going to do it, you ask yourself, well, how can I have more whatever it is? Fun in what I'm doing on a daily basis. More of a sense of purpose in what I'm doing. Freedom, I'm talking about myself here. Right? How can I feel more certainty? How can I make it more of an adventure? Right? How can I, you know, feel more flow in what I'm doing during the day? Just ask yourself those relevant questions. And then part of that then as well, part of your self-image would also be self-positioning, right? I see the people who are people I've coached or I'm coaching, people who are doing very well in forever. They've been able to position themselves almost as a celebrity in their area, right? And I think you need to be thinking of doing the same thing. Personal branding, self-positioning, you know, everyone has access to the great, same great products, same company, but how are you going to distinguish yourself in the area? Some people are doing it through the Clean Nine, they're the go-to person for getting into shape type of thing, yeah? But the people who are doing really well have done very well just at, you know, it's perception, the whole thing, but making themselves a celebrity in their neighborhood, in their area, right, and then in the actual company. So it's an ongoing process, right, of establishing an image, an impression in the mind of others, right? That's the definition of it. And, you know, people who are famous for doing it, you know, in different areas, Branson, of course, with Virgin, and Donald Trump uses his name on everything, of course, and it's all perceived value. I mean, is it really worth more to stay in a Trump hotel than it is, you know, with the astonishing difference in price? Well, some people perceive it to be. Yeah? So there's a lot in that, and I just think, again, as part of your self-image, if you can start to see yourself as a great leader, start to see yourself expressing yourself and being true to your values in what it is you're doing, then you're going to notice that you start to be perceived in that light. And a lot of people say to me, well, I don't like the limelight. Well, reframe that, okay? I promise you, I don't particularly like the limelight. I just want to get my message out there. And if that means that you have got to be more of a celebrity in your niche, in your area, and what you're doing, then so be it, right? But I would put into that then, make it fun. Make it a fun thing. Don't take yourself too seriously. Just make it a fun thing. Because they're only the thoughts that we think that make it this negative thing in our minds. Again, you got to reframe that. So can you see that this is all in the way that you see yourself? And if you can allow yourself just to even, you know, define, I would say, three words that you want people to categorize you as, to define you as. For example, this person is inspiring, this person is passionate, this person is authentic, this person is compassionate, whatever it is that you want your team to see you as. Start to see yourself in that light. Yeah? And then number four is self-discipline. Self-discipline. And this is where putting the habits in place comes into play. And what you notice with when you study the mindsets of high achievers, both in network marketing and in all walks of life, is they've really had to work at this, right? They've had to work at building in the systems, the rituals, the routines, often to protect themselves from themselves, really, because, you know, people generally, a lot of high achievers will tell you, I'm not really disciplined, I'm quite lazy. So they can get, I mean, I know I can get intensely disciplined in the areas of my life. I'd force myself to do that where I really want results. And that's where, of course, you have got to really treat your business like a business, where you're really professional about that and you say, okay, so I've got to make phone calls, and I've got to follow up, and I've got to get out and get leads. I've got to do all that. So how can you be intensely disciplined with those key areas of action? And you'll notice when you look at and you model the mindsets of the superachievers, which we'll do in more detail on week 6 of this call, that outside of those areas, they're not so disciplined. They don't have to be. Outside their areas of focus, where they've built in routines and proactively developed habits, they're not as disciplined or hardworking as you'd expect. So that's encouraging, because that means that you don't have to be born talented or more intelligent or with a gift. In fact, that can be a disadvantage, because it's the people who are hungry for it, the people who have the why, the people who have the vision. It often starts with a desperate why. So the success of those you admire has less to do with their inborn talent or their gift. It's more dependent, right, on having to create and reinforce successful habits that they've built into their lives and their environments. Make sense? And that's what we're doing, of course, with the blueprints. You know, it's like if you look at, you know, Muhammad Ali, for example, once said, well, you know, when asked when how many sit-ups do you do, he said, I don't start counting until I feel the pain, right? Because that was the disciplined mind. Didn't say that he loved it or anything like that, but that's what it took. So I guess what I would be trying to say to you, and what you've experienced before, is that the disciplined life is actually the good life. You know how good it feels to be on a training regime and you're doing that consistently. When you're on the clean nine and you do that and you follow through and you stick with it, that you feel so good. So the disciplined life really is the good life. And then with the blueprints and everything I'm trying to get you to do, and just even this training, we're creating patterns and associations in the brain, right, that build on each other. So the idea, of course, is that by the time you're done, after even 30 days and 60 days and 90 days, is you got the beliefs and habits of somebody who's earning significant income and leading a big team. You got the habits installed, network patterns installed, so you can set any goal and feel confident that you can achieve that goal. Okay, that's the mastery. And then the fifth one here, fifth and final one, is self-trust. Self-trust. And this is huge. I guess you could say the opposite of that is self-doubt, and most people fall down on that one. We doubt ourselves. You know, it only takes someone, everything could be going along marvelously, in flow, and, you know, everything is right in your world, and then somebody throws you a curveball, and they start to complain and say, well, hey, you're not a great leader, or I don't feel like you support me, and suddenly the doubt creeps in, that type of thing. So for me, this one is crucial, because you've got to trust in the process, trust in yourself. And I find that when you really make everything that you're doing meaningful, it's not just something you can take it or leave it, that everything you do counts, that there are no coincidences here. We live in an amazing place, in a magical universe, right? Yes, there's a lot of stuff, you know, you can use it or abuse it, and we're seeing that, the misuse of power, etc. But quantum physics tells us there's a power and intelligence, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to label it, the field, infinite intelligence, name's not really important. But we do know there's something that connects each one of us to another. Even knowing that and framing that before you go out, relationship marketing, trying to connect with people in your life, makes a difference. And you got to know that everything operates by exact precision and law. And this experience we call life reflects back to us exactly who we are. So I want to just briefly cover five principles that will deepen your level of self-trust and give greater meaning to your why. And any of these points, of course, have the potential to give more meaning to what you do so that you can show up tomorrow making calls and feel something different, right? And people will feel that something different from you. And the first one is purpose. I think you've got to feel on purpose. When we do discover that thing that gives our life meaning, the thing that gives us the reason for living, we tend to be happier when we're in pursuit of fulfilling that purpose. So, now often people will shy away from that and say, well, I don't have a vision, I don't have purpose. But look, just start small even. But it's always great to look at the greats. You know, you look at whether it's a top tennis player or a great entertainer or a world leader or a spiritual giant or an inventor of any kind, right? And they're massively on purpose. So, for example, if you take someone like Walt Disney, Walt Disney said, well, my purpose is to make children happy, right? Initially, it was just, well, my vision is it's big and bold and bright, it's out there, and then it crystallized into all these different, obviously, cartoons and, you know, Disney World and all that. But that was what was behind it in terms of his purpose. You know, we know what Mother Teresa's purpose was, to care for and comfort the poor, sick and needy all over the world. So they're pretty straightforward. But the thing is, you don't have to be like that and say, yeah, I want to save the world. But it helps if you want to make a big difference, I'll tell you. Initially, though, you might just say, okay, my purpose in forever is to make money, help other people make money, whatever. And it could be like the likes of Andrew Carnegie, who started out, and initially his purpose, he said, was to make low-cost, high-quality steel available to the world. You know, and that was what he did. That's how he defined himself, and that's okay. But when he did that, then he came upon, which often happens with people, something much deeper. And that's the point I want to make here, is that you might start out and say, well, I just want to feel like I'm on a mission to earn a significant income and inspire people that way, prove the naysayers wrong, and that's my purpose for now, and that's fine. And then you'll notice when you achieve that, hey, then you might be, it might crystallize into where you're a Jane Leach and you want to go out to Africa and you want to serve people and make a difference in that way. Or as Carnegie then, later in his life, realized that it was all leading him towards this deeper purpose, which was to help millions of people conceive, believe, and achieve, which led to him, right, meeting Napoleon Hill and giving him this 20-year assignment, which turned into Think and Grow Rich, which has shaped the personal development industry in our world today. So did it make a difference? Just starting out with what seemingly was, you know, a more materialistic goal transformed into ultimately what was a very spiritual goal. And look at the legacy that he left with the Carnegie Libraries and all that as well. So, you know, Gandhi's mission initially was just to get the British out of India because he felt hard done by. This is, I want justice here. Right? I just want the British out of India. But that lived on beyond him, and he inspired all these different countries then to stand up for their freedom, like the Bahamas and places like that. Right? So it moved into something much more. And, you know, again, the point I want to make is that even if you don't feel like you want to get out there and make a massive difference to a lot of people, just think of, though, in that network marketing is perfect, right? Because you're going to make a difference to a small amount of people initially, but who do they know? For them to be successful, they've got to make a difference to everyone else underneath them. And it's just like this unlimited thing that goes out there. It's very cool. So you look at Steve Jobs, right? He said, hey, you know what? We're here to put a dent in the universe. Otherwise, why else even be here? So someone like Oprah Winfrey's mission, purpose, right, was then moved into to empower women and children to take responsibility for their lives all over the world. So, you know, if you can just encapsulate, even as we're talking here, and you might want to pause the recording if you listen to the recording, and just come up with anything just to make a start on what you feel your purpose is, and no matter what it is, right? Start to write it down and see what comes up. Let the pen just write itself, if you like. But for me, you know, the purpose of my life is to make a positive difference to millions of people. That's what I want to do, right? It didn't start out like that, but it's moved into that. To continuously grow and evolve as a person, to be super happy and fulfilled. And ultimately, for me, doing what I came here to do, it's all linked up to being on a mission, being on purpose. That's what I want to do. So people ask me, what's your purpose? You know, when you feel, you don't have to obviously subscribe to anything I'm saying there, but it really will help you if you feel like every call you make, every yes you get, every no you get, right, that behind that, because you're on a mission, on your purpose, right, it will allow you to keep going no matter what. If you have something meaningful attached to everything that you're doing. And by the way, initially, and this might surprise you, it's enough even to make something up, anything up, right? Pretend that you're on a mission and you've got a bigger purpose to make a difference to humanity, even if you don't believe that's true. Because what happens is, remember, the mind does not know the difference between real and imaginary. So I'd like you to take a few moments out and, you know, write out what you feel in a few sentences is your purpose. And if you have it already written out, then, you know, can you refine that a bit more? Can you get a bit more clarity on that? And then I'll let you work away with that. But the next thing I want to just cover is the law of cause and effect. And there's a few things that come under this, but you will start to tap into universal laws. And one of the main ones is that law of cause and effect, right? And like I said earlier, if you're stuck right now and that seems to be taking like an eternity and you're losing patience, well, you're living on a residual of, you know, your past actions or inactions, thoughts, feelings, right? So we know that law of reciprocity. You help people get to where they want to go, you're going to get to where you want to go. So also under this umbrella would be things like being the good gardener, like I've encouraged you to do, to start to scan for the positive and not the negative, to look for the good in what people are doing. It's so easy to pick the faults and to start a gossip thing going. But wow, it takes a special person who can just truly look at the good and grow that, who can truly go in and water the flowers, and also to do that in your own mind. And, you know, we've talked about some of the other things, you know, gratitude and the attitude of gratitude and the research behind that. We talked about that in the Flow webinar. But as Plato said, when you feel grateful, you become great and eventually attract great things. Simple as that. Right? We often want to complicate it. And then number three is detachment, right? Which again, as you know, is in the alchemy system. It's a huge thing, but it's what happens when you start to spend more time in flow and become more present. And is again, making peace with the fact that at the moment in your life, things are not ideal. You can't control events. You can certainly control the meaning you ascribe to them, but that you let go of your attachments to people and circumstances being a certain way, and instead you decide that your happiness and peace come from inside and are independent of externals. Yeah? And like we talked about in managing your emotions, that really you can take charge of your experience of life by learning this. So the emotionally balanced person is moving towards their inspired, invincible vision, right? They have that sense of passion, the healthy sense of urgency, the loving journey along the way, but they're also open to adjusting their course along the way. And they know that as the actor and producer and director in the movie, that at times the co-stars can change, the extras will change a lot, and knowing that's the game. And four is just to remind yourself that truly we live in an abundant universe. Right? And, you know, again, if you need to study things like the law of attraction, I know you probably watch The Secret and you read and you subscribe to books like that. Right? But it is to remind yourself that even though you switch on the news and you see all of this negative stuff going on, we're not denying that. Right? But there's so much great things, so many good things happening in the world, and you need to tap into this vibration. You know, that we do truly live in a friendly universe, a magical universe, an abundant universe. And, you know, it's not just a belief with me. For me, it's an experience, right? That, and, you know, find out for yourself. The more time you spend in flow, the more time you spend thinking the thoughts that you like and hanging out with the people that you like, then you're going to find that you have this amazing ally on your side. It's like having the ultimate business partner. And truly, the universe will conspire not only to bring about what you want, but it will exceed everything and anything that you can come up with. That's my experience. And you start to remind yourself of that and wrap your mind around trying that one out, because that will increase your belief and trust in the process, the trust in who you are. And then you just be open to receive. Be a good receiver. You know, you can have a suggestion like this: I will make a commitment to keep affluence circulating in my life by giving and receiving life's most powerful gifts of love and caring and joy and abundance, appreciation, happiness and laughter. And then, ultimately, number five here, I would just say to remember who you really are. To remember your true identity, because we've forgotten who we are. You know, remember your true identity. We can just think, no, I'm just this person from this place in England or whatever. You know, what the truth is, you're a genius. And we need to remind ourselves of that, tap into that, experience that more. And when you start to think in this way and see yourself in this light, you know, it's magical, right? Then you just notice that there's a different weight in a positive way behind the words that you're saying. People hear it in your tone. They feel it from you. Things start to shift then, right? So where previously you weren't getting results when you're talking in front of someone, they'll notice something different about you. They'll feel this sense of purpose, being on a mission. They feel it. It really is a feeling that you bring up in a person. You know? So, that is that, and I hope that serves you. And what I'd like to do is just do maybe a few minutes just covering what I covered here on this is a closed eye process. And, you know, if you want it as a blueprint, obviously I can put that up in the thing as well. But I do want to just remind you of your invincible vision, where you start to tap into that. Okay, so we'll just do a few minutes of that. If there's any questions at the end, feel free. But let's take a few moments out to do that, shall we? All right, so let's do it. And now, I know I'm going to sound like a broken record player here, but you know not to listen to when you're driving your car or operating any kind of machinery. But just for a few moments here, I just want you to relax and close your eyes and just take on board what we're talking about here in this webinar, which is all about having a purposeful why. And no matter where you're at, perhaps you could just give yourself the suggestion that day by day, in every way, your why is becoming clearer and more powerful. Your vision is revealing itself to you more and is becoming clearer and more powerful. And just bring up into your mind now your invincible vision. And if you're listening to this and saying, well, I don't really have clarity on that, again, just do what I'm saying here. Relax about it. Bring up the feeling of what your life could be like if you were living the life and lifestyle of your dreams. So what would that feel like? And then notice, are there any images that support that? And if you already know what your vision is, go ahead and step into that vision and see it in surround sound technicolor. What are you seeing in this invincible vision? And how are you feeling having achieved it? And notice anything else that adds to the feeling of reality. Any sounds that you're hearing, any sense of smell or taste, go ahead and amplify, intensify all those positive emotions. So you're really more clearly articulating your self-fulfilling prophecy here, as if your word were law in our universe. You know we need to have wild expectations. So I want you to imagine that burning desire around the solar plexus area, just above the navel there. Like the most intense, brilliant, bright light you can imagine, just bubbling up to the surface now. Feeling happy even for no reason. Knowing that your vision is already inside of you. The blueprint will unfold more and more, and every new adventure will be better than the previous one. So just imagine looking inside your mind now, and you're electrifying all of your mind cells. And the word is all. If you can picture your whole mind working for you now, so much so that whenever a negative comes up, it's like nothing to you. It just washes off you. Where necessary, you ignore the obstacles. They become invisible. And you just focus on your invincible vision. From now on, you're going to find it easier to talk yourself into your greatness. So you have that empowering self-talk. All these amazingly good things will happen for you. Of course you can do it. You're meant to do it. Anything is possible. You will not be denied. You're a great leader of leaders. You're destined for greatness. And you're one of the luckiest people that you know. And just identify your deepest values. Bring them to mind now. And see yourself now as a great leader to your team. And you're expressing your truest values in all that you do. They just shine through effortlessly as you position yourself in the way that you want people to see you, perceive you. And imagine that happening. Feel how good it feels now. And from now on, you'll find it easier to be more disciplined, because the disciplined life is the good life. So you're putting those habits into place without even thinking about it. You'll find it easier from now on to take those actions that you know you need to take on a daily basis, those high leverage actions, picture yourself taking those actions, identify them in your mind. And now just allow yourself to sink down even deeper as you trust yourself. As you feel more on purpose, what is your purpose? Remind yourself of that. Know that every single thought you think counts. As you sow, you reap, and from now on, because you're thinking more empowering thoughts, you're going to feel the difference immediately. But you're activating the law of attraction, the law of cause and effect to work for you. You are the good gardener, if you can picture that, where you just water the flowers, ignore the weeds, immerse yourself in the attitude of gratitude, and feel how great that feels. And as you're relaxing now, just be aware of the universe that we live in. And put it to the test. Spend time thinking the thoughts that you like. Hanging out with more positive people. Bringing out the best in everyone around you. And notice the universe will conspire to bring about anything that you want. But it will even exceed that. And you're open to receive. From now on, resolve to make that commitment to keep affluence circulating in your life by giving and receiving life's most precious gifts of love, caring, joy, abundance, appreciation, happiness, and laughter. And remember your true identity, who you really are. Because when you tap into what we're talking about here, you'll get invisible means of support. You are a genius. And you're meant to do great things and live an amazing life, an abundant life, filled with opportunity, making a difference wherever you go. That's who you really are. So allowing yourself now just to be present for the last few moments. And just counting from 3, 2, and 1. Go ahead, and when you're ready, just open your eyes. Okay, so was that fun for you? That was fun for me. And, you know, doing the blueprints, of course. I mean, you've got so many blueprints, I know. But what you're doing is you're just chipping away at the programming, hitting from all different angles. You know, choose the ones that resonate with you. You know, often people say to me, well, I don't know which one to choose. And, you know, I say, look, I mean, just do 10 minutes twice a day. That's all I suggest you do. If you can do 20 minutes, great. If not, don't worry about it. 10 minutes twice a day will get you the results. And, you know, change it up so that your mind doesn't get too familiar with it. Okay? Wonderful. So one question that I had was where someone asked me, hey, I have problems staying in presence. Well, hopefully what I've covered there will help with that. Managing your state, mastering your state, all of that makes a difference. But sometimes having to put yourself in environments where you're out of your familiar surroundings, you're out of a negative situation or a limiting situation, that can make a difference as well. Okay? And practicing being present right, in unemotional situations, like taking a walk on the beach or in nature or in a park, that also can help you to become more present and to stay immersed in that presence. And then you'll notice it overflows into the other things. Someone else says, how do I listen before an event to a blueprint? I don't get time to do that. I'm always on the go. I can listen to it at home or whatever. Well, you know, some people do bring their blueprints with them, and, you know, they're in the car a few minutes before and they play the blueprint for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever it can be. But what you get used to doing when you learn how to apply the triggers and the anchors, you know, the squeeze, middle finger and thumb type of thing. I do it all the time before I go on stage, before I deliver a presentation. You can get used to just taking 30 seconds to a minute, right, before you're going into a one-to-one or any situation where you want to, again, bring certain positive states into that situation. And, you know, even just for a minute or 30 seconds, give yourself some of those auto suggestions. You'll notice that everything that we're doing actually becomes an anchor. So even just humming some of the music that you like can actually bring you into that place. I'm sure you've noticed that already. Some of the anchoring, like I've said, squeezing middle finger and thumb. The total recall exercise is excellent, where you can just momentarily bring up a time, a similar situation, where you nailed it before. Before you go to one-to-one, you nailed it in a one-to-one before, or you gave a great presentation before, right? Or when you're at contact marketing, you really did very well. So again, bringing up the memory of where you did it before very well, and you'll notice that you start to access those same pictures, sounds, and feelings. Does that make sense? Wonderful. So on the email I sent out with the replay details, I'll also have the dates for the next session in June. Okay? So, yes, please, people are saying, for the vision blueprint here. So, yes, I will, okay, put that up for you. And fantastic. And I think you will notice, I think what Grace is saying here, that you do get more out of it, don't you? As we kind of go over, you know, some things, obviously, I'm repeating over and over again, but I'm always trying to hit it from new angles where the penny kind of drops, and I think that's what happens. You know, there are layers of tension, and you're in a different place, you know, a week later, a few weeks later, a few months later, so you're always going to get something new out of these recordings. That's why they're going to be there long term for you. You'll be able to revisit these and get something completely different out of them right down the line. So fantastic. As always, thank you for being present and for going for it. And it's just going to keep getting better and better once you keep running your mind efficiently and professionally. So I'll leave you with this quote, which I think is very apt, from George Bernard Shaw. People are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, then they make them. Make it a great week, and we will speak very soon. Bye for now. It might seem crazy.